you Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
At Enterprise Center in St. Louis, it's time for the Instant Replay of a very dramatic contest between the Sharks and the St. Louis Blues. 17,273 fans were here in St. Louis to witness yet another very tight game between the Sharks and their longtime Western Conference rivals. Here is how it all happened tonight at Enterprise Center. It did not begin well for the San Jose Sharks at all. There was all kinds of hype around Yaroslav Askarov in his NHL Sharks debut, his fourth overall NHL game, already with one victory under his belt. And yet, unfortunately for him, a bad moment to start the contest. We are underway with a faceoff at center. It's dumped into the offensive zone. And right away, Askarov handles the puck. He gave it away. It's in front of the goal, and the Blues score. Well, that's not exactly the way that Yaroslav Askarov wrote the script. Nathan Walker out in front of the net should be getting credit for this goal. Askarov just came out of the net behind the goal on the dump-in, tried to flip it up the right wing boards, and it got knocked down there by Radek Foxa. He centered it in front, and Walker at the edge of the crease just jammed it in just as Askarov was arriving back on the scene. And it's 1-0 St. Louis on a play that's almost inexplicable. That came 11 seconds after the opening faceoff. The turnover by Askarov, the goal by Walker, his third, the assist by Radek Foxa, the man who intercepted the puck in the left corner of the San Jose end. And so, it was a pressure-filled moment for the youngster, but he really settled down in his game, and for the rest of the contest, he played a really outstanding, really game of goal. The Sharks were down 1-0 at that point, and then they would tie it up. They would tie the game up here as Alex Wennberg would just make a great individual effort to put the puck in. Eklund turns to his left away from Suter, then he spins to his right to give himself space. Tossed it back to the point man. Granlund exchanges now with Celebrini. He crisscrosses with him. Granlund moves to the left wing boards, cuts down low to the left wing corner. He moves behind the net, he feeds it in front, the quick shot, score! Alex Wennberg jammed at the puck, and it trickled past Bennington, and that's a huge goal for the Sharks to tie this game 1-1, and it is a power play goal. That was at the end of a 5-on-3 sequence when Zach Bolduc took an interference call at 6:02, and then Radek Foxa, who assisted on that first St. Louis goal, got a hooking call at 7:21. The first penalty on Bolduc expired. He's not used to killing penalties, but he had to go back deep into his defensive zone because of the situation on the ice. That might have assisted things, but Wennberg, with an unbelievable individual effort, reaching out with one hand on the stick and poking after his shot got stopped, the puck from the goal line in, and that was one of the great plays of the game.
Well, the interesting part for me was he could see the puck sitting there, and so could Suter. And he had the position and the second and the third effort with one hand on a stick, dives over just barely. No one seen it. Bennington had no idea, and pokes it past the line for the goal.
Wennberg's first of two on the night, his fourth goal of the season, assisted by Mikael Granlund and Macklin Celebrini. That was a 5-on-4 power play goal at 8:23 of the first, and it was 1-1. Askarov settled his game down, and he would prove it a little bit later in the period. Now St. Louis is going to try to get it back, and they do, in the Shark zone. Pareko in deep on the left side of Buchnevich in the slot, a wrist shot, a save, another great stop against Thomas on the rebound by Askarov. Rebound behind the goal line now. That was an athletic save by Askarov on that play. It sure was. He got his left pad out, and we were both marveling at his ability to athletically get over there after making the first save, which was a tough one on Buchnevich.
Well, he's such a big guy. To be that athletic and that strong and that flexible to be able to make two and three saves on their best players in front of the net. Thomas redirected it, kicked out at the left pad. Then he got the rebound. He still made the second save. Unbelievable. And it's more about his mental ability to park the gaff that he, if you will, that he had at the beginning of the game. He was spectacular the rest of the game.
That he was. Shots on goal were 15-7 in favor of the Blues in the first. And other than that one miscue, Askarov was brilliant, and it stayed tied 1-1. St. Louis would take a 2-1 lead in the second period right after St. Louis goaltender Jordan Binnington made a really good save of his own. Off the faceoff, Kostin puts to the middle of the ice. Sharks will get it back. Kostin's breaking up the left side, 2-on-1. Here's Wenberg moving in, lead pass. Kostin digs and shoots. What a save by Wenberg. Wenberg made a great play, offered it now to Kostin, and a great save by Binnington. Jordan Binnington also strong in the nets for the St. Louis Blues. It was still 1-1 at that point, but 11:47 into the second period, it was suddenly 2-1. The Sharks able to grab the puck, lifted out by Gwendolyn, and it's all the way down to the St. Louis line, well short of icing. San Jose will get a quick change here, but St. Louis will try to take advantage. Thomas across the Sharks line. Drop pass near boards. Here comes Joseph to the slot. Tip score! Jordan Kyrou was in the slot, and P.O. Joseph, the defenseman, took that little handoff, walked down the wing and just threw it toward the net, but Jordan Kyrou in front of the goal gets a piece of it, and the Blues take a 2-1 lead. That was at 11:47 of the second period. Jordan Kyrou, sixth of a season from P.O. Joseph and Robert Thomas. Thomas with assists in each of his games since he's come back from injury, and he got that play started with some creativity in the offensive end. So 2-1 St. Louis at the end of two, and it stayed that way for a long time. In fact, the Sharks could probably say that it wasn't one of their better games overall until they started to get their motor racing in the third. Macklin settled all over the place on the ice. Wouldn't you know it that those two guys would figure in on the game-tying goal that would be scored by Alex Wenberg with 8.8 seconds to go and an extra attacker on. 35 seconds remaining in the game. Sharks have it. They try to center it. It's off the stick of Wenberg. He grabs it in the corner. He throws it back to the point to Granlund. Granlund holding onto it. Back to Wenberg, far side. Back to Granlund. Tips to Celebrini. He makes the move at the near side. Throws it toward the net. Save made. Binnington. 20 seconds to play in the third. What's Celebrini going to do with it? Behind the back, pass goes across. Wenberg now gets it over to Granlund. Granlund now far side to Wenberg. Wenberg holds it. Wenberg shoots it. He scores! 8.8 seconds remaining in the game, and Alex Wenberg does it again. He ties the game in St. Louis with 8.8 seconds to go. It's all even, 2-2. And so that's where we went to overtime. No scoring in the overtime. We went directly to the shootout, and it was a goaltending duel between Yaroslav Askarov of the Sharks and Jordan Binnington of St. Louis. The first two opportunities for each side were unsuccessful. Goaltending was a big part of that. Braden Schenn had the chance to start for St. Louis. No soap. Then Mikhail Granlund got stopped. Then Jordan Kyrou tried it, and the answer was no. And then Celebrini made a great move, and it hit the knob of the stick of Binnington. A break for the Blues for Jake Neighbors to step up in their third and final shootout opportunity. Here comes Jake Neighbors. He steps out. Third shot for St. Louis. Nobody scored yet. And the Blues move in, he waits, he shoots, and he scores. That proved to be the game-deciding goal, but the Sharks had one more opportunity, and it was William Eklund trying to even it. Okay, so it all comes down to one opportunity, and it's going to be William Eklund who steps onto the ice. He must score to keep the shootout alive. If he is stopped by Binnington or if he misses, the Blues will win this game, and the Sharks will have to settle for 1 point. San Jose is 0-3 in the shootout so far this year. Time for William Eklund to get one here. Willie Eklund, stick handling in, weaving to his left, coming right down the middle, coming out is Binnington. Eklund waits, shoots, and stop! So Binnington makes the save that he had to. The Sharks giving Askarov a tap on the pads as he skates off quickly. And the Blues will win this game by the score of 3-2 in a shootout. But once again, the Sharks fight back and earn themselves a point. And that's how it all ends here in St. Louis. The Blues are 2-0 against the Sharks, but San Jose has 2 points in two games. Final score, Blues 3, Sharks 2 in the shootout. San Jose gets 1 point, as you just heard. The Sharks' record now is 6-11-5. They've got 17 points. The Blues win for the ninth time this year against 11 losses and 1 OT for 19 points on the year. A couple of other notes. This was the Sharks' eighth extra attacker goal of the season, which ties a club record for most in franchise history. They've done it two other times, and they are just not afraid to throw that goalie out and put something out, and they just are playing with a lot of confidence.
That's an amazing stat right there, and that's so indicative of that the fact that this coaching staff continues to push this young group to find ways to get back in hockey games, and you know, a testament to their ability to continue to push. It's amazing.
Another note, right-handed catching goaltenders. Last time the Sharks had one in the nets before tonight when Askarov made his debut for the San Jose team was when Nolan Schaefer played in his last NHL game. And you know what date it was? It was December the 2nd, 2005, in Buffalo in relief of Yevgeny Nabokov. That was the last time the Sharks had a right-handed catching goalie in net. And you know what that game was? That was Joe Thornton's first game.
No way.
It was.
Wow.
So a little bit of putting a bow on the package for that one, but I think Askarov's going to be around for a while.
He is the real deal, and it's, you know, I can't overstate it enough. The game did not start the way he wanted, and a lot of goaltenders, young goaltenders, would have absolutely melted in that situation, and he did not. And that's the thing that I think you can take out of this game is not only is he a fantastic goalie, but he has it between the ears.
The final score tonight was the Blues 3 and the Sharks 2 in the shootout. That's it for the Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.